This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. More threats to sue over conditions in the Lower Snake River, this time because the water is too hot, blaming the four dams as the primary cause. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says dam removal is unnecessary and isn't that easy.
They can file a lawsuit, and they likely will, but I remind people that it takes an act of Congress to follow through breaching of the dams.
Besides, Newhouse says there are other ways to approach protecting salmon.
And I'm working very hard to make sure that we look at all other impacts to salmon so that we can continue to realize the benefits of the dams and all of the things that they provide, including the clean renewable power, the transportation, irrigation, all of those things.
In the meantime, Newhouse says the problem is being addressed.
Just recently, we had a field hearing of the Natural Resources Committee, members of Congress, to come and see firsthand, understand the challenges that we face and the benefits that we derive from the dams. And we'll continue trying to educate members of Congress as all those things. And together, I think we can come up with solutions that will allow us to continue to see salmon and dams coexist.
The four conservation groups say a lawsuit could be filed by the end of September if action isn't taken.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.